This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge sanctioned by the U.S. government.
Because I just went gay all of a sudden!
Weapons of class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge.
There is no racial bigotry. Here you are all equally welcome.
All other weapons are restricted. Government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity from the purge and shall not be harmed.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn.
Welcome!
We didn't get a War Stories episode this week, and for the people who are listening that were expecting one, there was a couple of things. One, we needed to do this episode, and it's going to come out early. And two, one of our Marines, Jacob, who's been kind of there through that entire series, I guess a friend of his was suffering. He'd already been a single amputee and had now gotten some bad news and was looking like he was going to have to become a double amputee. And he was a veteran friend, so he had to be there for him, which is totally understandable. So that whole thing just worked out where we weren't able to do the War Stories episode this week, which is kind of good because now we can get Scott on this week's Locker Room, and we'll release this early, because if we don't release it early, it'll be a little bit of cold soup.
Tonight is like New Year's Eve for Q followers, but it's New Life's Eve.
Yeah, right. They're all watching the balls drop.
we're watching balls about to be cut off, I think is more accurate.
Well, that's what we're going to get into. But we're preempting we're going to preempt the drunk episode, because that tonight was going to be drunk stories, Matt.
Yeah, I was looking forward to tonight.
I know, but we got Scott back, and you want to read that email? Do you have it?
We had it all.
We got Scott
up here
so. By... special request, but I guess with that, welcome to the Locker Room. I'm Tom.
Oh, I'm Matthew.
I'm Marco.
What's up, Marco? And in full disclaimer, I talked to the guys today. I want to say that I am a guest on today's shows. None of my views necessarily represent the Locker Room podcast, because I'm going to do what's called truth raping. I'm going to hit you guys, and the only thing that I ask is put aside any preconceived notions, put aside things that you already think about the Q movement or about the digital soldiers, digital patriot soldiers, and yeah. So I might say some stuff that might be shocking. I know Matt is pretty versed,
the whole point is that this email that Matt's going to read, we've been talking about a Q follow-up and a Q follow-up, and we weren't sure when would be a good time to do it, and now it looks like the best time to do it. Matt, we got an email to the Locker Room specifically asking A, if Scott had his own podcast, and B, if we would have him back, right?
That is correct. And now I don't have to read it, because you quite
literally
just
you have to read it.
Read that's pretty much almost verbatim.
I want to hear it.
So this was 4 days ago from Larry. And he said, just found the two episodes with Scott about QAnon, and he did a great job explaining. Is there anywhere I can listen to him? If not, will you get him back on?
Awesome. Thanks, Larry.
Yeah. So
asking
I
you shall receive,
back,
apparently.
Yeah. Larry. Right. So, I told you that, I told Larry that you don't have your own podcast. I said, but I can probably connect you guys on the social media, to which he promptly responded, thanks for getting back to me. I'm not on social media since Twitter suspended me the other day.
I like him.
We like
Larry
already.
Yeah.
I really like the podcast. 2.0. Yeah, he said, I really like the podcast and appreciate what you're doing. I was pleasantly surprised to find anything about Q on there, and I have a feeling it will be relevant again in the near future. God bless. Well, Larry, here we are in the near future.
Yeah, exactly.
The future is now. And also, you guys are all well-lit and look beautiful. The reason I'm in the dark is I'm sitting in my truck right now as security, so I'm keeping my eyes... keeping my eyes on the horizon here, my head on a swivel, and I always sleep with lead next to my bed.
Well, nobody's going to see you anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Only us.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, even better.
Oh, God. So I'm going to put you in the driver's seat. But basically, when last we left off, we were talking about, it was pre-election. We were talking about all these different theories, everything from JFK is alive and well to JFK's son is alive and well to JFK. Robert Kennedy is just keeping JFK's memory alive, to the possibility that Michael Flynn, who had posted something on social media, was possibly Q. So here we are. It is literally the night, it's inauguration eve. And as you guys heard Scott say, it's kind of, it is New Year's Eve for Q fans, because basically, if I understand you right, shit's about to hit the fan if they're right. If the QAnon movement is right, shit is about to get real.
It's good. Okay. Shit's going to get, I'll start with this. Shit's going to get real tomorrow, but it could look like 20 different things. And I'll go into that, but here's how I think we should start is, you know, the last podcast that we did, that is all old history. And at that moment in time, the Q movement was kind of having some fun with all the different directions of where this could go. You know, JFK Jr., JFK not Jr. It was all like these little pieces that were kind of, here's the deal. Here's where we're at as a country. Is this entire thing, Trump's entire presidency, is about one thing and one thing only. It is about taking down the second constitution of the United States that we are in right now. And I would say 99.9% of Americans are not aware that we are in a second, illegal, by the way, constitution. So in 1871, the United States was broke because of the Civil War. President Ulysses S. Grant, along with Pope Pius IX and the Rothschilds of England, all got together. We were broke. Basically, Pope Pius IX and the Rothschilds got together, came to the United States, said, you're broke, you need money.
Wait a minute. Are you speaking of the Pentaveret?
And the colonel?
With his wee beady eyes.
Secret ingredient in this chicken that makes you crave.
Makes you crave it for nightly smartass. I hated the colonel.
So, you know, for, like I said, I'm asking people to put away their preconceived notions. Listen with open ears, okay? Because I'm, like I said, I'm going to truth rape you tonight. And the biggest problem with the whole Q movement is it's hard for people, Thomas, I know that you will understand when I say this. It's hard for people to grasp the size, the depth, and the evil. And what you're doing is, what I can put this akin to is, let's say you're a parent and you have a 21-year-old son and, you know, he's the love of your life. Somebody that you don't know comes up to you and says, your son is a thief. He's a murderer. He cheats on his wife. He does. And number one, you're going to shut it all off. You don't want to hear it. Number two, it's too painful for you to even think about it, because now all your trust, everything that you know about your son, is all null and void. Okay. That's what this is like for the entire world. And the Q movement is not a movement of war or fighting. The Q movement is about putting out enough information to keep people from fighting. Does that make sense? So you're hearing the mainstream media right now say, oh, Q is going to go in and they're going to, you know, start firing. And then the other side of the argument is all these people going, Q is a psyop and held all conservatives and fighters dormant, and let all this evil happen, let the election fraud happen because of that phrase, trust the plan. Everybody's got to trust the plan. And in trusting the plan, we've all been sitting on our asses watching the evil unfold. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So those are kind of the two sides of the argument. My opinion is that without Q, there would be some furniture being rearranged in this country right now. Okay. Q is giving us, letting us know this is a movie. This is pre-planned. This is happening. Enjoy the show. Okay. You hear enjoy the show. You hear trust the plan. And for anybody out there that has heard the phrase trust the plan, then the plan is working. Okay. Does that make sense? If you hear a Q slogan that says trust the plan is working.
All right. So
it's already worked.
So then let's just get into the nuts and bolts and the nitty gritty. What is actually happening?
Okay. So back to what I was saying. So Trump is, what he's doing is he's taking us back to our original Constitution from 1776. He is restoring the Republic. You hear everybody calling the United States of America a democracy. We are not a democracy.
That's a republic.
We are a republic, a representative republic. Okay. So when we were approached by Pope Pius IX and the Rothschilds, we went into a contract, and that contract was ratified as the second constitution. So we used to be the United States for America. And think about what that means. And this information you can get, by the way, from a gentleman by the name of Bishop Larry Gaiters, G-A-I-T-E-R-S. He's a puzzle piece, put it together. Listen to him. He explains all of this in depth. You will have no questions about what I'm talking about if you listen to him. What Trump is doing right now is he's taking a fucking torch to the second illegal constitution. And what is that doing? That constitution, when you say there's no pentabrit, there's no people that run the world, that second constitution is what is the agreement that allows the people, the evil deep state cabal, that's their permission slip. That's why we have the central banking system and the Federal Reserve, and we're all tied in, because the United States, the second constitution, turns us into a company or a corporation. So we're not a country. So the proof of that is the U.S. flag that has the gold fringe. That flag stands for the United States, the company, the corporation, as opposed to a flag that doesn't have that. Okay, so there's something, there's constitutional law, and then there's maritime admiralty law. Do your research on that as well. But that's what it all boils down to, is Trump is ripping up that second constitution, and he has every single person that is involved trying to stop him, because their lives depend on it. Okay. How's that for a good start?
So what is there proof of a second constitution? Is there, have people seen this thing? What's, how do we know a second constitution or contract exists?
I believe it does exist. I'm going off, you know, the thing you've got to realize about me is I have a job and I'm married and I have kids. So I'm not an official researcher, but I have my guys that I know and I trust, and things that they said have been absolutely true. Again, in order to research this, I'll give you, you know, where to go, but go to Bishop Larry Gaiters. But this is a fact. Where can you find this constitution online? That I can't like give you the link to go find it.
Okay.
So that's where we're at. When it comes time to this election fraud, we've seen every single fail-safe fail. Every step of the way, the things that were put into the Constitution to keep something from, to keep something like this from happening, has failed. Whether it be the Supreme Court, you know, I was waiting for the Supreme Court to step in, and they just wrote a one sentence decision. They're like, no, we're out. We're not interested. And it was like, whoa. Then came the Electoral College meeting of January 6th. And, you know, the fraud has been proven. We know that the mail-in ballots, I received two, and my wife received two.
Same.
Okay, So anybody literally, so we could account for two more votes and nothing was checked. Signatures weren't checked. They just ran the thing through. And so we know that the fraud was there. It's not like that's not disputable. And so this has been the most frustrating part. So on January 6th, when we had, you know, are the legislators going to step up? You know, the governors of states broke the law by changing election law, because election law can only be altered by a state's legislature.
Right. You're referring to Pennsylvania, where Pennsylvania unilaterally decided to allow mail-in ballots when their actual constitution and early voting, their actual state constitution makes that illegal. And there is no mechanism to say, well, it's COVID and it's a pandemic, so we can just change it however we want. They have have actually changed it prior to with legislation and not with just a stroke of a pen on a, you know, edict. But apparently when you go to the Supreme Court, they say, well, you have to have lost to challenge the changing of the rules. And then once they lost and they said, okay, now we're going to challenge the changing of the rules, they're like, well, it's too late. You should have challenged it earlier.
Right. Yeah, you should have challenged it before it happened was right. One of the arguments. I mean, like, literally anybody with half a brain has been seeing this whole process and just being unbelievably frustrated at, you know, if I get a speeding ticket, I got to go to court. But meanwhile, you can steal election. And then, you know, supposedly you're going to be elected president. I mean, you know, it's unbelievable. Even that is tied into the fact that there is a global wide contract where these people are all in the club and they can get away with this kind of shit, but not anymore. So, okay. So it goes to Pence and it goes to Congress in order to certify the electors, right? And everyone's saying, I hope, you know, President Trump says, I hope Pence does the right thing. And, you know, Trump didn't say what the right thing is. So when the states certified fraudulent electors, that got the legislators, that got the governors and the secretary of state. They committed fraud. They committed treason against the country. Now, when it goes to Washington, D.C., and every senator and every representative, when they knowingly certify a fraudulent election, now President Trump has the proof of treason, okay? Treason, military tribunals, death penalty. That's what these people are fighting for. They're fighting to save their necks, literally. So, you know, by Trump saying, I hope Pence does the right thing, us knuckleheads are going, yeah, he better step up and block it and he's going to save the day. No, no, no. He made sure that a fraudulent vote was certified. Look at the Supreme Court. Trump put in three Supreme Court justices, right? Do you think one of them would have been on his side? Not one was on his side. Maybe the three of them did exactly what he wanted them to do, or exactly the right thing. You know, he can't tell the Supreme Court justices what to do, but maybe they did exactly what they were supposed to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I'm just listening.
So, anyhow, so now we have a certified fraudulent election. Okay. This is the night, this is the eve of the inauguration. Trump, I have a clip and I can send it to you. I think I did send it to you, Thomas. It was like early to mid December. He was standing in front of a fighter jet, and he said, you guys, you have no idea what's coming. It's signed. It's a done deal on January 1st. You guys have no idea what's coming. It's going to change the world. He goes, you better hope I'm president, because I'll tell you, he says, you have no idea what is happening. And I go, holy shit. You know, we were on vacation up in Idaho, but I told my wife, I go, man, I can't wait to over New Year's. So we were up there for January 1st. I go, damn, like, I can't wait to see what happens on January 1st. And it comes out and it's like, healthcare reform. like you, one hospital has to tell you what they're going to charge compared to the other one so that you can pick your hospital. And I go, that doesn't really sound like a world changing, you know, Trump may bend the truth sometimes or use allegory, but he, you know, he didn't lie like that, man. So I go, huh? I go, what the fuck is he talking about then? So I start doing research. I go to all the guys that, I go to. Here's what he did. He instituted NASARA and JASARA, which have been trying to be instituted since the early, 90s. You guys remember 9/11, 2001?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It was supposed to be implemented that day. So NASARA JASARA does a whole bunch of things. You have to, you guys have to go look it up. It's all caps NESARA, which will be the gold-backed North American currency, and then all caps GESARA, which will be the currency for the rest of the world. What he did on January 1st, what he signed into contract, was basically he declared bankruptcy on the corporation of the United States. So what we're talking about, the second constitution, what he did on January 1st, and who's the perfect person that you would want to help you with bankruptcy of your company?
A businessman.
Can you think of one better businessman to help you with bankruptcy? Would be Donald Trump, would be the guy. Thick skin, can get it done, and knows bankruptcy law and has all those lawyers already in place. Okay. So basically what he did was he tore up that second constitution, threaded, and he splintered the corporation of the United States, which is exactly what John F. Kennedy was talking about. Bringing down the CIA, bringing down the FBI, which is happening as well. So where we're at right now, tomorrow, this is a show. We're supposed to be seeing Joe Biden being sworn in as president of the United States corporation. But guess what? That corporation is dissolved.
Okay.
So what's going to happen? I don't know. You know, Trump is a savage. Do you guys know the letters at the funeral, right? We talked about that, and I'll give a quick rundown for people that don't know. At George Bush Sr.'s funeral, everybody shows up. It's on. If you're looking at the crowd from the pew, you have all the way to the right in the front row. You have the Carters. Then you have the Clintons, then the Obamas, and then there's two empty seats. We know who's going to sit there. On the other side, you have George Jr. and Laura Bush, and you have, and then next to him, you have Jeb Bush, and I think his wife was over there too. Let me tell you what a savage Trump is, okay? Trump comes walking in late like he has done when he has taken over all these countries. We can get into that too. He shows up late to the funeral, walks in, stands there, hands his jacket to some, you know, to a guy who takes his coat. He and Melania sit down. They kind of smile a little bit at Barack. Right behind him is Mike Pence and Mike Pence's wife. They don't make eye contact, man. If you want to, like, the only person in that church that is a friendly to Donald Trump is Mike Pence. They don't make eye contact, and it's noticeable. You don't know to look for it, but when you know the backstory, you'll see it. So Trump sits down. All of a sudden, these letters start appearing. Hillary gets one. Obama gets one. Mike Pence gets one. Inside, so they get the letters. You see them, open them up, and they read them.
Who hands them out?
Secret Service.
Okay, and is this something you can watch? Like you can look up the footage and see letters being handed out?
Yeah. And it's taken off in popularity. I mean, I saw it when it happened, and I'll tell you what I saw. I didn't see all the other letters. I didn't really know that that was going on, but just realize. And when I tell you, Mike Pence got one. Okay. He's an evil, 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 evil dude who was the Mike Pence was the insurance plan so that if they could get Trump out of there, Mike Pence could put everything, make everything back safe for them. So Mike, you know, Trump is the king of keep your friends close and your enemies closer. So as George Bush's senior casket goes rolling up the aisle at the very end of the ceremony, you see George Bush Jr., you know, that has his hand over his heart, and Laura and Jeb Bush is like, you know, saluting his father. And it's, you know, the most heartfelt moment for this family. You'll see a Secret Service guy hand Laura Bush an envelope right as the casket is leaving, right as it's in front of the Bushes. Laura takes the envelope. She opens it, closes it. George Bush Jr. puts his head in the air like, oh, shit. And we think George Bush Jr. flipped. We think George Bush Jr. wanted to save his own neck. But Laura opens it. She kind of closes it with disgust on her face. Shows it to Jeb Bush. Jeb looks at the letter with his hand over his heart. He drops his hand, and it just looks like he's going to throw up everywhere. I mean, literally, you can feel the vomit by looking at him. Oh, no. It's unbelievable. The rumor is, this is not confirmed, but I've seen it many, many, many places. The rumor, it had to be something short and sweet because they looked at the letter and they looked at it for about 4 or 5 seconds, and you can see their whole world changed. Of course, Hillary didn't have a reaction because we all know why that would be, because she's an evil bitch, right? The letter supposedly said, "I'm sorry, they know everything. Love, Dad. Love, George Bush." So when they get a letter that says they know everything, then, you know.
So the letters were from the H.W. Bush, the senior that was dead.
Right.
Okay.
But it was Trump letting them know, and he's done this all over the world. It was Trump letting them know that we have it all. And that's another cue saying, don't worry, we have it all. The Patriot Act bit them all in the ass when Obama put together the Patriot Act. That gave the NSA the ability to listen.
George W. put the Patriot Act together.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I stand corrected. And that's why you're here. The Patriot Act was used against all of – they used it against everybody. So the NSA is the one that's really in charge. CIA, FBI, we know they're corrupt and they're gone. There is a fantastic video. I will try to find it and maybe I can send it to you and link it to you. But basically, this is Trump's plan. This is what he's been doing. When he first became president, his first official trip as president, first stop was Saudi Arabia. Second stop was Israel. Third stop was Italy, the Vatican. And the fourth stop was it the Bilderberg meeting?
Okay.
Or I don't know. Or it was the party of Davos, I think he even showed up to.
Oh, Davos. Okay. That's the
okay. So that was the first trip.
European version of the evil cabal.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So why did he go to these countries specifically? Well, number one, they're the main players. Okay. When he went to Saudi Arabia, the king of Saudi Arabia was heavily involved in pedophilia. Heavily involved. It was a hushed secret that everybody, all of his, vice presidents, whatever you want to call it over there, I don't know. They all knew about it. We know about it. The NSA knows about it. So what Trump was doing was he was showing up with folders, just stacks, and he had them on. He had them on thumb drives and CDs as well. He would walk in, set up a meeting, and he would just drop the folders right on the table. And he would say, "We have it all. Let's talk." So when he did that, they ousted the king and they put in this guy who was next in line in Saudi Arabia, who everybody wanted to get rid of this king because they all knew what a disgusting pervert he was. Okay, so how do you prove that there was a change of chain of command in Saudi Arabia? If you see, if you guys remember when Trump was in Saudi Arabia and they do the sacred sword dance, and like nobody is allowed to touch this one specific sword unless you are the ruler of Saudi Arabia. And then there's Trump holding it and he's dancing with it. Okay. So that was proof of capitulation from Saudi Arabia. Then he goes to Israel. Israel, they got the same thing going. This, you know, this, the currency of the global elites is children. Goes to Israel, drops the folders right on the table. We have it all. From what I understand, Netanyahu was he was the most difficult person to try to get to capitulate on this trip. So Trump stayed an extra day. Now what's the capitulation when Israel said, okay, now we're on board with you now. Now we lose. Where did Trump move the embassy? That was Trump saying, we're putting the embassy here. That was the proof that he now conquered Benjamin Netanyahu. Okay. Next trip, the Vatican. He goes to the Vatican and apparently he had 17 folders that he dropped on the table. Okay. So he goes in, tells the Pope, we have it all. When they go to do their publicity photos, look at the picture, because Trump kept saying, hey, why don't you wear your red shoes? Hey, Pope, why don't you wear your red shoes? Just complete disrespecting to this guy, because we know of the pedophilia problems that are in the Roman Catholic Church. The Vatican is filthy. So Trump says, why don't you put your red shoes on? Okay, what are red shoes? Do you know what the red shoes are, Thomas? Matt, you know what red shoes are?
Isn't it indication that you're part of the pedophile ring or something like that?
Yes. So red shoes are, I don't know if it's symbolism, or if it's true, is the skin of children. That's the symbolism of the Red Shoe Club, is the children's skin. So when Trump
they make
says
they dye the kids red and then make shoes out of their skin,
or they take the skin and dye it red. But you can see an interview with Macaulay Culkin, who he tells you about the red shoes, and they're John Podesta, his brother, has a painting of kids that are hanging with their hands above their heads, hanging in like a swimming pool, naked with red shoes on their feet. Okay, so
wasn't it the painting in Epstein's house? Clinton was wearing red shoes in it.
Clinton was wearing red shoes in that. They were high heels.
I don't think we need to. I think we need to discuss that painting a little more sometime, because who the fuck has Clinton knew about this painting, right? And it's him in Monica's blue dress wearing red shoes, smiling, and it's gigantic
in Jeffrey Epstein's house.
I mean, I would love to have that painting, by the way.
Not me. I'll give it to you.
I would love to have it as a collector's item.
So Trump tells the Pope, wear your red shoes. Now go and look at the picture of Trump and the Pope. The Pope looks like he wants to commit suicide. He's got the ugliest face on. And then look at Trump right next to him with the biggest shit-eating grin you've ever seen. It's unbelievable. So now he goes to England. I forgot to say that part. He goes to England, talks to the Queen, same thing. We know Prince Andrew, we have it all. He's literally just dropping off proof. We know that you're dealing with human trafficking, and it's going to stop. I'm in charge now. And you'll know that, where's the capitulation from England? Watch Trump walk in front of the Queen. That is a huge no-no.
Yeah, and he also touched her, didn't he? Also touch her. You're not supposed to touch the Queen either. Like shook her hand or some shit like that.
grabbed her shoulder or did
did something you're not supposed to fucking do.
Baller move.
but then they start walking, and he just takes like 3 steps in front of her and just starts walking with a big ass smile on his face. Okay. So now he's got England, the Bank of England. They're done. Now he has gone to these countries and said, I'm in charge. And because of the shit that the NSA has on all of them, the only thing they can do now is play ball. Okay.
Now what's the stuff about the emergency broadcast system? And I've heard rumors about the emergency broadcast system and that cell phone and internet's going to go out. What's that?
That's okay. So that comes from a Q drop. You can go to qalerts.com. I believe it's .pub. And you can research all the Q drops. So the emergency broadcast information comes from Q, and basically the prediction is that, number one, Trump's Twitter will go down. It went down. There were a couple things that happened. There's codes that are called red. There's red 1, red 2, 3, 4, 5, and I believe 6. And 5 of them have recently just happened. And I can't think off the top of my head, but search Q drop and then the reds, and each layer will come up and show you what's happening. The rumor is, or the prediction is, that we're going to lose all communications. And that's why I've been telling everybody I know, hey, I could be an asshole right now. I could be totally wrong, but I would rather be totally wrong if it means that you feel safer. And that's what I've been doing to a lot of my friends, is trying to give them this information so that they feel okay. Phone service might go down. Internet could go down. At the very least, social media could go down. Electricity could go down. Blackouts. There have been confirmed blackouts in Pakistan, in Iran, and they're saying that those happen because there's been people that need to be arrested, and everybody's going to be facing military tribunals. So they're going to be doing these blackouts in certain areas where there is a collection of bad people that they need to go pick up. But once all of this gets going, which hopefully is going to be very soon, communication needs to be stopped between everybody, because as we see, there's already just opposite information, just opposite. There's nothing in the middle. It's one side or the other. So all of this information needs to be put to a stop. He notified the FCC, which is the Federal Communications Commission. Okay. Put out a memo to every single broadcast channel, television, radio, and said, if you break from the emergency broadcast system, you're committing a federal crime. So Trump put out an executive order saying that, you know, if something comes over the emergency broadcast system, it's your responsibility to play it. So if communications go down, which could happen at any time, Trump will talk to us, and he's going to talk to us using the emergency broadcast system. Now, I got a test a week ago. There's other, you know, I thought we were all going to get a test at the same time, but have you guys gotten a test yet?
No.
Okay. My mom got one in Oregon. There's people that have been getting them in Texas. They call it when I got it, it was a 2 week emergency broadcast system check. And I'm like, 2 weeks, I haven't seen this in 2 years or 2 decades. So that's what the emergency broadcast system is if everything goes down, Trump has a means to communicate, and it's going to be through the emergency broadcast.
So now have you guys heard these rumors about why? Because here's the thing. There's like, what, 30,000 troops in Washington, D.C. right now, and there's checkpoints.
25,000.
I heard it's doubled.
It's already doubled?
I heard it's up to 60,000.
Now, I'm going to drop something on you that I just found out about today, and I didn't want to tell you guys because I wanted to mention it tonight. I don't know what this means, right? I mean, it's that seems like a lot, And I mean, I would be willing to bet that what happened at the Capitol building scared the piss out of people because, you know, all my favorite memes were like, I am no longer impressed that Nicolas Cage stole the Declaration of Independence, right?
did anything look fishy to you about, and we can talk about that after what you're about to say.
Well, so my wife got a text that two of her cousins who are both in the National Guard, two different National Guards, two different states. Both of them got called up to DC and they were told they're going for a month.
Yeah.
Not a week.
Yeah.
A month. Wait, a month? What? Why would you go for a month? I mean, there were already 25,000 troops in DC at that point.
How long would it take to put that together?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. I mean,
this didn't just happen 2 weeks ago.
Right. You know, cities to plan or 6 months.
Yeah. I mean, look, there were cities burning across the country for 3 months. And how long did it take the guard to roll out to those in small numbers?
They all those cities were like, no, we don't want the guard. No, we don't want the guard.
Have you seen the clips of the cops moving the barricades?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Waving people on, saying, come on in, come on in, come on in. So there's something fishy.
Well, supposedly there's two Capitol police officers that are on administrative leave, like they're being looked at, you know. So I'm just that's why we're talking about this, people, is because there's all kinds of crazy shit going down. And as we keep telling you on this podcast, if you think it's not going to get any weirder, stand by, because it's going to get fucking weirder. It for sure is going to get weirder.
Lately, it's been exhausting because everything that I listen to, I'm listening to it two and three times live. Okay, he just said 45th president. Shit. What does that mean? Because Trump saying, I had a great time as your 45th president of the United States. Okay, well, if the United States corporation is canceled and he's bringing us back to the Republic, which is going to make us freer than you and I have never understood in our whole entire lives. We're no longer slaves to the banking debt system, which keeps us just out of reach of being financially stable. Like we're always so close to being there. And yet now both parents have to work and now this, and now houses are $55 million for a little square box in LA. And there's, you know, all these things. Trump is going to he's canceling all of this down.
So wait a minute. So let me ask you this: if that's the case, because there's some things that, and I always look for the things that don't make sense, right? Marco, you and I both know we don't know where this is going. Matt, you same way. There's some things that don't make sense. Like Kamala Harris is still retaining her Senate seat.
Yes,
she has not. Sorry, what? As far as I know, she has not given up the seat yet.
Yeah, she has not given up her seat.
I thought she did it yesterday.
I think she was supposed to, but I don't know.
Or this morning. I was listening to the news this morning, and I think if I heard correctly this morning, I'll double check right now. Go ahead.
And then, so there's that. There's the fact that they're going to have troops in D.C. for a month. Now, why a month? I don't know. Is it because they had the shit scared out of them by the Capitol building being taken, or is it because they're worried about, you know, Trump supporters storming the Capitol again?
Maybe. Now it's Q. Now Biden is having the FBI search all the troops. He's vetting all of the National Guard to see if any of them are Q infiltrators that are going to try assassination. I'm laughing because Q is not about any arms or fighting. It's just simply sending information out to keep everybody informed, to wake people up, and to keep people from a civil war.
Yeah.
She resigned her seat yesterday. Two days before inauguration.
She done fucked up, Aaron. but here's the thing is she gave up her seat in the Senate of a country that doesn't exist anymore. So see, none of this, like, this is all a show. So when you hear General Flynn, you know, he says, people say, is Trump going to be the president? Oh, that's what I wanted. If Trump's going to be president, 10 out of 10, I say 10. Mike Pompeo says 100% Trump will be president. Trump said, you know, I had fun being the 45th president of the United States. What does that mean? That means tomorrow, whatever happens, happens. It's a show. Military is going to take over. I don't know what that's going to look like. Trump is such a savage. Military could arrest Joe Biden right as he's, you know, has his hand on the Bible. I mean, Trump would, you know, he could do that.
I could see that. If that's a scenario that would have that, like, if we're talking about a scenario where because basically what you're, it sounds like you're saying is that once it's determined that an entire incoming administration and an entire incoming, you know, political party or political group that have basically committed fraud, that those people are guilty of treason, and therefore the military, because we can't not have a government. So what you're saying is that and in that case, once that is actually completed, the military can step in and take control. And then it's the Insurrection Act and all those kinds of things start to kick in.
What has Trump been saying? If you're listening to his quote unquote concession speeches, number one, he never says he concedes. Number two, he never mentions Joe Biden, doesn't wish him luck. He says there will be a peaceful transition to the next administration. Guess what? Military is an administration.
Well, so that brings me to today's clip. You posted a clip and I watched it and I sent it to Matt and Marco, and it's a leader in the National Guard being interviewed by George Stephanopoulos, and it may mean nothing. It may be a complete slip of the tongue, but the guy says we're going to have a peaceful transition to military power.
The way he says it, people are saying, did he say or of? He this guy says it the exact way that I talk. So I know exactly what he said. He said, we're here to support the Secret Service and the police to ensure a peaceful transfer of power to the military, to the military. And it's like a DA to the military is what he says. So that gets rid of that argument right there. If Joe Biden is not inaugurated tomorrow and we are a country without a president, the military has to take over and be a safeguard until the next president will be picked up. What everybody's talking about right now, I think the most likely scenario is Joe Biden, if he gets sworn in tomorrow, then something is going on in the background. I don't know. But Joe Biden can't be sworn into a country that doesn't exist. So it's going to go to the military. Q from the beginning has said, this is a military operation. It's not the courts. It's not the politicians. The courts are corrupt. Justice Roberts is a pedophile. They can't punish each other. The only punishment can come down. Well, what's above them? The military, which is why all of this, every single failsafe had to fail to get it to the military. So now, once the military takes over tomorrow officially, they will hold a new vote. When they hold a new vote, Trump will obviously win by a landslide again, because now the truth is going to be exposed like people have never seen before. All these orange people bad are going to see that not only was Trump fighting for all of us, but he's giving the country back to us, taking down the global pedophile elite. And the new inauguration date will be March 4th, and he will become the 19th president of the United States of America, republic, country. So when you listen to him and he says, I enjoy being the 45th president. You got to hear what he's saying. He doesn't concede. He's saying it's all going to the next administration. And he always says the 45th, he's going to be the 19th president when he's inaugurated again on March 4th. That's when the military will give the country back to Trump.
Well, so I did find something interesting. I listened to Newt Gingrich has a podcast, and he had General Flynn on. And the first part of the podcast was it was two parts. The first hour was him talking about like his history of military service. And when that dude gives his resume, it's impressive. Like that dude's super fucking dialed in smart in the intel community. And then he talks about like some of the shit he did when he got to his job. And, you know, it was the like he shows up and he's like, National Security Council. I showed up and there was 450 people there. And so I said, 400 of you can leave. You don't need to be here. And he dismissed like 400 people out of the National Security Council and dropped it down to a manageable number where, you know, it's actual national security, right? All this kind of craziness. He goes, I pissed a lot of people off. Why do you think they went after me? Right. And then he goes, and then the courts, you know, and then with this, you know, spying, and then he stops himself at one point. He goes, well, there's some other stuff that's going to come out about that later. So I don't want to talk too much about that. And I'm going, we're like way past the point of things coming out. I thought there's what else could possibly come out. And then he says that. And so now I'm like, okay, wait a minute. What the hell else could possibly come out at this fucking point? Well,
with the voting fraud, with the Dominion system machines, and I'm sure this video is going to get flagged. And I just want to say I'm sorry ahead of time. with the voting fraud, what was happening there is the Dominion machines that were developed by Castro. They are now owned by a company in Canada. Why Canada won't even use them? Why we're using them? Nobody knows. But basically, there was a satellite link to Germany that was getting the information in real time. They had all of the information stored on servers in Germany. Germany was sending that information. They were like doing a once removed so that nobody, you know, so they couldn't like follow the trail. Germany was sending that information to Italy. And we have a signed confession from a very high up Italian military official. Confessed to being the one to reprogram the algorithm and then also switch votes. So when these states in question, when they shut down at 1 o'clock in the morning, and then at 4 a.m., all of a sudden Joe Biden was like winning by 12,000 votes when he was down by, you know, 200,000. We have the signed document from the Italian soldier that did that. So when they shut down, went to him, and he started reprogramming, linked it up to satellite, went back, and all the machines were now. Trump broke the system so bad that the initial algorithm that they plugged in the machine was Trump got 3/4 of a vote, and Biden got 1.25% of the vote. Trump won by such a landslide that they had to reprogram the machines. And so that's what happened. You guys heard about the military agents that were killed in Germany as they were going to retrieve the servers with all of the voting data that were on there. The rumors, Gina Haspel, who is the head of the CIA, was involved and she was shot and injured. And then today she resigned. That came out today. I've also heard that someone had a death certificate with her name on it too. I don't know. So like all of this is proven. You guys, if you want to see all of it, follow attorney Lynn Wood. I don't know where to tell you to follow him because he's gone on Twitter. Parler shut down. Most of my guys that I was following as of 4 days, 5 days. But find so as Lynn Wood.
As we're running out of time, I want to have Matt and Marco get an opportunity to ask whatever, because that's a lot of information.
No way, I'm not done. I'm on a roll.
But man. I want Matt and Marco to be able to ask their questions. And I want to talk, you know, I'll just open up and say the idea that big tech can shut down Parler with just not like it didn't even exist. Like, we're going to shut you down because you are not doing what we tell you to. And then it's gone. Like, that's insane to me.
CNN is calling out AT&T and Comcast or whatever to shut down Fox News and Right Side. Like, literally, they came out and said, we just don't think that these these news channels should be piped into everybody's home, and they're going to try to come after podcasts too. So this is, you know, censorship is going to open up a whole another can of worms. Sorry.
So yeah, so we have only a few minutes left. I wanted to say if Matt and Marco had any questions as we're closing, like, because I mean, my biggest question is, what does tomorrow look like? But I you guys ask your questions.
Yeah, no, that, I mean, that's my question too. Cause another term that you hear a lot is, the storm is coming, right?
Mm-hmm. That's supposed to be the code that we're all supposed to get. The code is the Q line is look to Twitter, exactly this, my fellow Americans, the storm is upon us. So they don't say that has to come from Trump. Which was kind of, everybody was thinking that was going to be what Trump said, but Trump's not on Twitter. It never said that it had to be Trump. So it could be General Flynn. It could be a number of people that you know, look to Trump as an ally. So, or, you know, a friendly.
So watch for people friendly to Trump. Somebody might be, if this is all true, somebody will give a, like, the go signal or whatever.
Yeah,
and in full defense, it could not be true, because you can't predict the future. You can set up a plan, but how many times does a plan go AWOL? And right, I mean, especially you, Thomas, as an officer, you guys set up a sting. Did it ever go 100% the way that you wanted it to?
No. They always say if you're going to have a plan, you need to have a backup plan, and then you need to have a backup to your backup, because neither one of your first two plans are going to work.
Right. So. So, which is why I say that the real benefit of Q was just getting information out and keeping all conservatives and men that know how to shoot, keeping them as quiet and calm as we try to let the people that know more than us and have the ability to do more than us to do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah. So, Scott, I got one more question. Sorry, Mark. I got one more. So I'm sure you're aware that yesterday morning, the head U.S. Marshal in D.C. deputized 20,000 of National Guard troops as emergency U.S. Marshals. Giving them arresting power. So the two different sides, because like you said, it's black and white now. There's no more gray. So they got the one side saying, yeah, so they can arrest everybody in, you know, Congress and Senate and whatnot. And then the other side is like, so they can arrest, you know, these dirt bags. They're going to be down there and try to disrupt the inauguration. Why do you think that move was done in your opinion?
I think that storming the Capitol had to have been planned in order for, because notice when they're in the Capitol, they're taking selfies. They're not.
Oh yeah, did you see the video of that guy, the pelt smuggler dances with Karens, whatever they're calling him.
Right,
dances
right.
with Karens. When he
so nice.
I mean, he goes in there. It's so laid back. Have you seen that whole video where the cop is like, "Hey, you know, guys, could I ask you to please leave?" And he's like, "Yeah, just one second. You know, let me just get some pictures. I want to leave a note here." And have you seen that video that?
Right. Yeah.
Then you cut to the video of the woman climbing the barricade, and the Capitol police officer just whoop, shoots her, center punches her.
Yeah. You mean the woman that got shot and killed?
Yeah.
I don't think that was a part of it. You know, the people that were inside were probably very much in fear for their life, which justified now getting all of the troops in D.C. again. You cannot get 25,000 troops and all of the equipment, tanks, porta potties. I mean, everything. You cannot get that done in 4 days. You can't get that done in 10 days. This is a 6-month operation. So is the military there to protect from a force that from patriots that have kept quiet this whole time?
Basically, who's in control of the military that's in D.C.? That's the big question.
Trump is in control of them right now. He's in control of them until noon tomorrow. Okay.
No, I know, but I mean, in terms of, like, I guess I mean, who are they there for? you know?
Well, if you look at the cages, which, by the way, Democrats are now all of a sudden fans of police and they're a fan of walls. Look at the walls, and people pointed this out. These walls, when they lock down, like the levers go and hold them together, they're on the outside, folks. The locks are on the outside. I've been to Auschwitz. These gates are holding people in. There is a video from Spicer. Sean Spicer was the first White House press secretary.
Yeah, okay.
He released a video. He was trying to get out of Washington, D.C., and there's all these checkpoints. He's like, I've never seen anything like this. Barricades all over the place, cars blocking everything. He's trying to leave. There's a military checkpoint. They're checking IDs for people that are trying to get out.
Yeah.
I'll leave you with that, okay? And this is coming from him.
All right, Marco, did you have any other – I mean, like, my head is swimming with all this stuff. Because honestly, at this point –
I told you I was going to do it to you, man.
I turned the news off. I didn't – like I turned the news on for one day when it was the election coverage, and then I turned it off that night and went to bed. And when I woke up and heard that the election results had completely flipped, I'm like, yeah, I'm not turning the news back on again ever. I just don't care anymore. But Marco, I know you're in kind of the same boat as me, which is I'm eating popcorn and watching it, but I didn't know if you had any questions.
No, I've been lobe fucked. every lobe up there has just been like fucking scrambled, and look, I am just like holding the blanket, looking at Scott going, call me the next morning. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, call me, I guess. I don't know where to go from here. I don't know what happens here.
You better leave some money on the nightstand. That's the thing. Okay, I don't know what any of this means. I don't know if any of it's true. I don't know. I have a question from Marco, and the question from Marco is,
who should I be listening to? Who should I be following? Well, Marco, I'm glad you asked. one guy that you should definitely be following, his name is Scott McKay. That's M-C, capital K-A-Y. The dude is a stud. His channels keep getting shut down left and right. His new one got shut down today. His second one on YouTube is Patriot Street Fighter. Street Fighter is one word. Patriot Street Fighter 2. That's the one that he just released today. Listen to him. He shut down the internet with one of his videos, and then Lynn Wood just retweeted it. But follow Scott McKay. Another guy to follow, his name is Monkey Works. Monkey Works has said he's going to take a break. He's on YouTube, but what he does is he pulls up military aircraft maps and shows you what birds are flying where. He's identified prison camps in Greenland. We also have one down in the South Pacific in like one of the most remote islands. And what I thought Guantanamo Bay was renamed to Camp Justice. No, this other island that's out in the middle of fucking nowhere, that's called Camp Justice. So Monkey Works is the one that found that out. So Monkey Works is W-E-R-X. And then there's also the last one I'll say is Code Monkey Z. And that's CodeMonkey.
These sound like the worst 90s rapper names ever.
Yeah, I know. But you guys got to understand, you know, the biggest problem with this movement or with anybody that tells the truth is when you look like an ass, you know, when you put yourself out on the line. And I know this personally now because I've lost a lot of friends and family. When I try to explain the truth, people don't want to hear. I'm like that guy telling you your son is a scumbag criminal. That's why this doesn't hit mainstream media. That's why you don't hear more people talking about this, because basically we're destroying our reputations. But I feel I've been called by God. So to help get this information out, we exchange it all over the place, all over the interwebs. And that's all I got to say. I hope I was able to give some clarification. I'm hoping I'm able to pump people up so that they feel the excitement of a new world. You guys have no idea the technologies, the medicines, the everything that's going to be released, because the people that rule the world are no longer going to have control over the patents. It's done. This is done.
Well, let's hope part of that, at least part of that, is true. That part where the corporations aren't in control of everything anymore. Mm-hmm. That part sounds pretty cool. So I don't care how it happens. If we can get that accomplished, hey, I'm all for it. All right. Well, I guess I wish we had something like cool and funny to end with, but I'm my mind is completely like swimming in this.
That was just as heavy as
I have a request. I'm the schmuck that gets all your emails, and I work for a living, so I know that our inbox is going to be fucking just jam fucked tomorrow, which is great. have patience with your boy. I get up early. I work all day. I'll try to get back to you. Scott, I'm going to be forwarding you a bunch of shit, I can imagine.
I work too. Remember, when Trump gave his farewell speech today, quote unquote, how is he ending these speeches? He's ending them with "the best is yet to come. We are only getting started." So, he's promised that he's giving this government back to the people. He promised that from day one. It sounds like a bunch of politician bullshit, but after listening to this, if you can, go watch Trump's inauguration speech, and all of a sudden you're going to start hearing all these things click, and you're going to go, oh my God, he's not just being an Obama or a Clinton spewing shit out of his ass. He's saying things. So there you go.
Well, hopefully we still have a podcast come next week, and we'll bring you drunk stories. So you have one more week to get those drunk stories into us.
And I want to give my boss a shout out, because luckily I have a job as security, where I sit on my ass in my truck for 7 hours a night, and it gives me all the time to do this. This has been the most exciting show I've ever seen in my entire life. I can't wait to see how this movie ends. But right now, man, God, it's like I'm on 12. So happy life, New Year's Eve. Happy life, New Year's Eve, man. Only good stuff is coming. God wins every time.
Well, it's the 45th season finale of the USA show tomorrow. So
El Presidente.
And next season is
on tomorrow's episode
19.
Of El Presidente.
Right. I guess, does that mean America's getting a reboot?
Yeah, like I said, the 45th episode is over tomorrow, and then next week is the 19th episode. That's how fucked up this is.
Well, let's see if you're right. I have no idea. I wouldn't be surprised. You know, if you'd have told me this time last year, January of 2020, if you'd have read me a list of the 10 things that were going to happen in 2020, the top 10 things, from the pandemic to the president's Twitter getting shut down, to big tech deciding to the Capitol building being stormed. Like, if you were to read me a
Tiger King,
if you were to fucking read me this list, I would have said, nah, you're crazy. So after 2020, I'm not saying any of this is real or fake or imaginary. I'm just saying at this point, I'm like a blank slate. I'm like just a blank canvas.
All bets are off. After 2020, all bets are off.
Listen, fellas, get
this thing uploaded tonight so that it's either a preview of what's to come tomorrow, where either it happens or it doesn't happen. Hey, if I'm wrong, I've been wrong before, but this is everything that I have researched and didn't know. So it's either going to give people the opportunity to hear it tonight, or if not, if some shit goes crazy tomorrow and they fall upon this podcast, it might give you the backstory of why shit went, why there's 50,000 troops in Washington, D.C., and whatever we're going to see tomorrow. But I think it's going to be biblical. It's going to be epic.
That's why we're releasing this early, is because we didn't do a Monday episode of War Stories. And the timeliness means we got to get this out tonight. So I'm going to say, so that I can go edit this thing and get the episode out, until next week, we'll see you in the locker room.
All right. Oh, see you guys.
Man, we're good all night. Fucked.
We're not all fucked.
Where we go one, we go all.
Yeah. Only the people that stocked up on toilet paper are fucked. Those are the people that are fucked.